This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 1st, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got a lot of news and information I want to share with you today. If you normally are tuning in to the Barden Report, PJ will be on tonight, 9 to 12 Central. We have switched time slots. This is actually my old time slot, and it seems different doing it this time of day. It's different how much the time makes a difference. I don't really know how to explain it, but I'm glad to be back into this time slot. So hopefully it's going to work out well for everyone. But again, PJ Barden will be on tonight, 9 to 12 Central Time. So make a note of that. Some of the headlines we're going to get into, man, what? You can say this every week these days. The news is just insane. I mean, it is just crazy every day. An excellent article this past week coming from Zero Hedge, the end of the petrodollar, what the Fed doesn't want you to know. We're going to be talking about that here shortly. Also, the EU court says Russia's ban on child homo propaganda discriminates. Now, this is all news you won't see in the mainstream media. Also, you know, I've covered quite a bit of the monuments being taken down in Louisiana and St. Louis. The one in St. Louis had a 102-year-old time capsule buried in its base. So we're going to briefly cover that, something that I was unaware of. And actually, CNN ran the story, unbelievable. But, you know, they are the fake news. And how about CNN this week just about coming completely apart? We've got a brief clip we'll play later in the broadcast from Mark Dice concerning that. California has finally going to list herbicide as a cancer-causing agent. Of course, Monsanto vows to fight it. Brain-eating amoeba detected in Louisiana's water system, and 13,500 wannabe pension payers swamp Italy within 2 days. So we've got a lot of news to cover. We'll be taking phone calls next hour. But I wanted to open with this story. Now, it's the Daily Mail, if you haven't seen it, and you really have got to see a picture of this Jamie Raskin. If you ever frequent the Daily Stormer, he looks like the caricature that you see there fairly often. But anyway, the Daily Mail is running a story. A Democratic congressman has proposed convening a special committee of psychiatrists and other doctors whose job would be to determine if President Donald Trump is fit to serve in the Oval Office. Maryland Representative Jamie Raskin, who also teaches constitutional law at an American university, is what it says, has predictably failed to attract any Republicans to his banner. But the U.S. Constitution's 25th Amendment does allow for a majority of the president's cabinet or such other body as Congress may by law provide to decide if an Oval Office occupant is unable to carry out his duties and then put it to a full congressional vote. Vice President Mike Pence would also have to agree, which could slow down the process or speed it up if he wanted the levers of power for himself. The 25th Amendment has been around since shortly after John F. Kennedy's assassination, but Congress has never formed its own committee in case it's needed to judge a president's mental health. I just share that with you because it is interesting to see how the tolerant left has reacted. Now, I for one have been really let down by the majority of Donald Trump's presidency, and I don't really think solutions to our problems in this country is going to come from Congress or the executive branch of the government anymore. I wish that was the case, but really, the window of insight that should be aware now to all of us is when you look at the situation with Donald Trump and how the left has reacted, how the media, who has totally exposed itself as as just unchecked bias against anything like logical decisions being made that would move this country, just nudge it slightly in the right direction. That has to be eliminated. It cannot be tolerated. That is the tolerant left's position. And I mean, opposed to building a wall, wants unchecked mass invasion, just like we see the wholesale destruction of Europe. And, you know, that's something else. Isn't it interesting when you watch the mainstream media, as I say often on this broadcast, the only broadcast I'm able to get for world news is NBC, nothing but cucks. And they never, ever, 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 unless there's a mass shooting or something in Paris or Germany, they never discuss just the plight of the native people in these countries with regards to the mass invasion and the demographic destruction of which they are enduring. All at the bequest of our foreign policy. And look at Syria. I mean, we're actually setting up military bases inside a sovereign country against the leadership's will. And I think really the goal is to break Syria into several pieces, and then it'll be more easily conquered and destroyed. But I mean, the whole world is aware of the fact that we are destabilizing and destroying the Middle East section at a time. And yet our mainstream media, which, you know, is under Jewish control, and it's their agenda to continue this destruction of the Middle East, our media fans the flames of Iran is our enemy. And it's really interesting to see how well this propaganda has and does work on American society, because if you have a conversation with just the average Joe, they really do believe that, you know, Iran is the enemy, and you know, all of this had to come about, this endless wars because of 9/11. I mean, there's such a detach of what is reality in this world from the false reality makers' narrative that most people succumb to. It's fascinating, really, that you could live in this Orwellian world where, you know, war is peace, and see it and hear it from people that are not ignorant, that are intelligent people for the most part, but they're oblivious to the reality of what's actually happening in the world. And I mean, that is why RBN is so important. I was listening to the commercial earlier that Mark Rivera had made, and I mean, it really is important to support RBN and the work of John Stattmiller and the staff, so that we can have broadcasts like this and discussions like this, because although you've got several different platforms now to disseminate information, look at how YouTube, Facebook, and all of these various platforms like that are bolstering their censorship armies, how they're demonetizing people like David Duke and others. Oddly enough, they don't demonetize Alex Jones. So you can glean from that what you will, but it may shed some light on where the truth is actually really, really being told. But I've got to get into this story. Zero Hedge, one of my go-to places, actually Drudge ran the story. But how about some truth in this one? The United States' ability to maintain its influence over the rest of the world has been slowly diminishing since the petrodollar was established in 1971. U.S. currency has monopolized international trade through oil deals with the organizations of the petroleum exporting countries, OPEC, and continuous military interventions. There is, however, growing opposition to the American standard, and it gained more support recently when several Gulf states suddenly blockaded Qatar, which they accused of funding terrorism. Now, you know, the mainstream media has not been shedding very much light on, and really, actually, to the best of my knowledge, there was a few days this week, maybe I didn't catch the world news because I've been somewhat sidetracked for a couple of weeks on a different project, but I've not seen mainstream media really cover the Qatar story or give an explanation of what's going on for the most part. Despite the mainstream narrative, there are several other reasons why Qatar is in the crosshairs. Over the past 2 years, it conducted over $86 billion worth of transactions in the Chinese yuan. Now we're getting to the root of the problem here, and has signed other agreements with China that encouraged further economic cooperation. Qatar also shares the world's largest natural gas field with Iran, giving the two countries significant regional influence to expand their own trade deals. It's always about the money. It's always about if a country is trying to buck the Federal Reserve banking system and the almighty dollar. Meanwhile, uncontrollable debt and political divisions in the United States are clear signs of vulnerability. The Chinese and Russians proactively set up alternative financial systems for countries looking to distance themselves from the Federal Reserve. After the IMF accepted the yen into its basket of reserve currencies in October of last year, investors and economists finally started to pay attention. The economic power held by the Federal Reserve has been key in financing the American empire, but geopolitical changes are happening fast. The United States' reputation has been tarnished by decades of undeclared wars, mass surveillance, and catastrophic foreign policy. Well, amen to that. And here we live in a country. We live in a country where, you know, it doesn't matter if the majority of the people oppose these ridiculous wars. It doesn't affect the sellout trader politicians one bit, because they don't work for the American people. They work for their Jewish masters. And it's really just that plain and simple. One of America's best remaining assets is its military strength, but it's useless without a strong economy to fund it. Rival coalitions like the BRICS nations aren't challenging the established order head on, and are instead opting to undermine its financial support. Qatar is just the latest country to take steps to bypass the U.S. dollar. Russia made headlines in 2016 when they started accepting payments in the yen and took over as China's largest oil partner, stealing a huge share from Saudi Arabia in the process. Iran also dropped the dollar earlier this year in response to President Trump's travel ban. As the tides continue to turn against the petrodollar, eventually even our allies will start to question what best serves their own interests. So now, We're getting to the root of what is actually the problem, and it's been the problem all along. You know, Saddam Hussein was trying to move away from the dollar. Gaddafi trying to move away from the dollar. And then we see the results. Many EU member states are clashing with the unelected leadership in Brussels over immigration, terrorism, and austerity measures. If no solutions are found and things deteriorate, other countries could potentially follow the UK's lead and vote to leave as well. It is starting to become obvious that countries in Eastern Europe will look to the East to get the resources their economies need. China, Russia, and India are all ahead of the curve and started stockpiling gold years ago. They recognize that hard assets will be the measure of true wealth in the near future, not fiat money. The historic hyperinflation that has occurred in these countries solidified the importance of precious metals in their monetary system. Unfortunately, most Americans are ignorant of the past and will likely embrace more government bailouts and money printing when faced with the next recession. Even Fed officials have admitted that more quantitative easing is likely the only path going forward. Several renowned investors have warned about the ongoing shift of economic power from west to east, but bureaucrats and central bankers refuse to admit how serious things could get. The impact on the average person could be devastating if they're not properly educated and prepared for the fallout. Economist and author James Rickard summarized why China and Russia are so interested in acquiring precious metals. They are stuck with their dollars. They fear, rightly, that the U.S. will inflate its way out of its $19 trillion mountain of debt. China's solution is to buy gold. If dollar inflation emerges, China's treasury holdings will devalue, but the dollar price of its gold will soar. A large gold reserve is a prudent diversification. Russia's motives are geopolitical. Gold is the model 21st century weapon for financial wars. The U.S. controls dollar payment systems and, with help from European allies, can eject adversaries from the international payment system called SWIFT. Gold is immune to such assaults. Physical gold in your custody cannot be hacked, erased, or frozen. Moving gold is a simple way for Russia to settle accounts without U.S. interference. So, you know, it's interesting. A lot of people know this. A lot of people around the world know this. A lot of RBN listeners know this. But what is really interesting is the majority of the American people are oblivious. As it's complicated. You know, it's intentionally complicated. If you try to look into the situation in Syria, where we're backing the so-called rebels, which is in line with ISIS, we fund ISIS through Saudi Arabia. The Podesta emails proved all this. WikiLeaks proved all this before the election, but the controlled media, of course, bypassed that because that wasn't part of the narrative that they wanted. I mean, we've really seen how much control the media thinks it has, and it has immense power. Because, I mean, look how they've manipulated the sheeple of this country into the whole feminist movement, the pro-homosexual agenda, even the pro-invasion immigration agenda. I mean, the mainstream media is at the heart of the reason that this country embraces and glorifies depravity like it does. But with regards to this story and this situation, They keep the reality of the situation in Syria and what's going on in the geopolitically around the world. It's so complicated that most people just turn a blind eye to it, say it's not important in their life, and go on. So most people, they don't know what to believe or what the actual truth is, and there's a large portion that just don't care. Mainstream pundits will continue to distract the public with the same optimism talking points, but taking advantage of this calm before the storm is important. As the transition takes place, central bankers will sacrifice anything and everything to keep their Ponzi scheme going. Only individuals can take the initiative to protect themselves and be able to help others. Those who embrace sound money and cryptocurrencies will thrive in this new competitive global economy, but if America fails to adapt, the same fiat system that gave it power will drag it into poverty. That is the end of the Zero Hedge story, and I thought that really was a great summary of so many different things, but exactly what is happening with regards to Qatar, and it's the same old story. It's the same old story. If anyone wants to buck the dollar system, which has produced this empire, this crazy Ponzi scheme, this money printed out of thin air, backed by nothing, and the American people are on the hook for it. You know, when the Treasury prints $100, it's debt-bearing at origin, and the American people owe the Treasury, which owes the Federal Reserve, $100 plus interest. I mean, it's really, when you get down to the meat and bones of it, it's just ridiculous. All right, we're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. We're coming back with more news. Stay with me.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Media Farron in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses. God, I know you're out there that still, through all this, believe the lie. You know, it's interesting that whenever we go to these other countries, if you remember when Obama was trying to give aid down through Africa, they also tried to push the homosexual agenda. That is one of the, more of a sad tale of our country's foreign policy these days. But what is interesting is Russia has pushed back on this propaganda that, you know, we are consumed with if you turn on the filthy TV. I mean, it's unbelievable. All you'd have to do is watch, like, Entertainment Tonight or some of those shows one time. They come on after the world news. And it's really almost a culture shock to see how much race mixing and pro-homosexual agenda that they can compact into a 30-minute broadcast or whatever it is. But I thought this was an interesting story. It's coming in from the newobserveronline.com. If you're interested in what's actually going on in Europe, Germany, France, UK, Russia, Israel, if you really want some information about what's happening there, the newobserveronline.com is an excellent source. Now, Russia law, which forbids the distribution of pro-homosexual propaganda to children, is discriminatory and breaches European treaty rules. The homo-obsessed European Court of Human Rights has ruled. Now, isn't it interesting? The EU feels like that it has the right to dictate to other sovereign countries like Russia that it discriminates by not propagandizing young boys into the glorification of homosexuality. I remember, and I heard someone say this past week, and I remember when I first heard a couple of years ago, and I had done the story where California was considering, you know, gender-neutral bathrooms and bathrooms for the transgender, that whole debate. And I thought, well, you know, how ridiculous. Surely that'd never be here in North Carolina, but, well, you know, we've done seen that and lived through it. I mean, this is how this propaganda works. I mean, we've went from, what, Three's Company with a openly homosexual male to now, you know, RuPaul, and every sitcom's got to have that. And then look at the change in society. When I graduated high school, I don't think, I mean, there was no one in high school that was openly homosexual. We're talking about graduating in the mid-80s here. To the best of my knowledge, there was no... But now look at it. A school teacher just recently called into a broadcast I was listening to from Nevada, and he was telling what has happened in the school system and how openly homosexual so many of the students are. And that it's the propaganda... it's acceptable, socially acceptable, social norm. Then you see all the children that their lifestyles changing to fit the creation of the media through the music, through their so sad to have to say role models of today, which are just they're not role models. It's sad that we've got a generation really of. That have never had a decent role model because the mainstream media won't allow that. But back to this story, in a ruling which reveals just how morally corrupt Western European society has become, the European Court of Human Rights ruled that the Russian law also violated people's rights to freedom of expression and discrimination against homosexuals. Moscow said that it will appeal what it called an unjust decision. Isn't this interesting that now it's like everything is so much different? Russia has to fight to defend its society against homosexual propaganda. Russia considers their law sensible. Any event or act regarded by the authorities as an attempt to promote homosexuality to minors is illegal and punishable by a fine. The law has also been used to stop homosexual marches and detain homosexuals who tried to spread their poison to children. You see, it's the same everywhere. It's not good enough for people to just be able to be homosexual. There is no homosexual cops. People can do whatever they want to in their bedroom, but that's not enough. It's got to be rammed down your throat. It's got to be glorified and accepted everywhere. We're coming up on a break.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Actually, my website is down right now. I'm making some changes on it. Hopefully, I'll have everything in place next week. Also, I'm going to be setting up some guest, Travis Goley. I want to have him on at least once a month for an update on his work, Kevin Alfred Strom. There's going to be others. So we will be getting back. The last few weeks I didn't schedule guests because I knew we were going to be making the time slot switch. A couple things I wanted to mention before we get back to this story. Now, next hour we will be taking phone calls. But how about the ridiculous absurdity of Nikki Haley, which I hate. I don't know. I hate to even see her face whenever she comes on TV. But she and how about the big laugh the world has to have at us for having such a moron as ambassador to the United Nations? One of the sorriest picks Trump made, in my opinion, of many picks that he made that was pitiful. But anyway, She's in the United Nations saying that we have intelligence that Assad is fixing to gas his people again, and that if he does it, there will be swift retaliation, and he'll regret it, and blah, 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 blah. I mean, I don't think the American people are buying that BS anymore. I mean, he hasn't gassed his people yet. It's laughable that they try to perpetrate that just stupid rendition of the narrative. It's so stupid to try to continue saying that in light of what the reality is in Syria. I thought that was, this week in the news, that was one of the more incredible things that happened. That you know, we know in advance. I mean, the situation in Syria is really set for the powder keg of World War III. I mean, we've got Israel bombing Syria. You know, a sovereign country has absolutely no, international law means nothing in this world, obviously. I mean, Syria is the epitome of proving this, because they're being bombed. Iran has bombed in Syria. Russia's bombing in Syria. We're bombing in Syria with our coalition forces. God only knows how many other countries we've got involved in that. Israel's involved in Syria. So, I mean, it's obvious that the goal of the globalist is the destruction and removal of Assad, which if we had had the old hag, if she had won, and was I guess, you know, we would have a whole different scenario most likely in Syria right now if that insane lunatic was at the helm. But I just wanted to get share that with you. And also, while we're on that subject, if you do watch NBC and you ever have occasion to see that Andrea Mitchell, that Jewish correspondent Andrea Mitchell that they have on every night, if you grew up around the time that I did, and you remember the TV show, The Land of the Lost, you remember that TV show? It wasn't a cartoon, but it came on Saturday morning. I'm telling you, if that wig she wears ever falls off, she's going to be a sleaze stack. David Icke and his whole reptilian theory, he should use Andrea Mitchell as his billboard for that. All right, now back to the Russia story. Sorry to get sidetracked. The court found in particular that although the laws in question aimed primarily at protecting minors, the limits of those laws had not been clearly defined and their application had been arbitrary, the court said in a statement. So we can't have you, Russia. You can't be over there trying to protect your children from the glory and the utopian future of being homosexual. You know, in this vast promotion of homosexuality, isn't it incredible that in any other scenario, when something's dangerous, when something, you know, they're always talking about, you know, eat healthy, don't use too much salt, because the opposite of that promotes disease and health concerns. Being homosexual raises the bar of your health concerns through the roof, but yet that is sidelined. That's not part of the discussion. The fact that you are at a much heightened risk for various diseases, and I mean, that doesn't matter, because the agenda of these insane lunatics that are running the world and on the media and on our politicians and on the banking system is whatever reduces the births of white children and the destruction of the entire Middle East for the sake of Israel. That is the agenda. I mean, you can really, you know, I had Kevin Efferstrom on a couple of weeks ago or so, I can't really remember, and he had said, all you have to do is look at what they're doing and ask yourself, is that good for the increased births of white children? And you'll see how everything breaks down. And really, you can apply that, and there's a lot of truth to that. And, you know, one of the reasons that the mainstream media constantly attacks Putin is he has had some of the guts to stand up to, you know, some of this agenda. Indeed, by adopting such laws, the authorities have reinforced stigma and prejudice and encouraged homophobia, which was incompatible with the values of a democratic society. I'm telling you what, Europe is run, all the countries over there, Holland and France, you know, the former Prime Minister Merkel. I mean, look, the whole push over there is run by a bunch of homosexual, either Shabbos goy, sellout traitors to even their own native population. Look at Angela Merkel. I mean, she is the most evil person, I believe, that is alive on the planet today as a world leader. I mean, look at destroying Germany. I know we could go into the history of Angela Merkel, and we've all done that. Should be no surprise. But it's happening. It's happening. And there's so much reporting out of Germany that is never given the light of day by our controlled mainstream Jewish media. Because they don't want you to know that, you know, mass rapes are taking place. And actually, gosh, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, Jeff Rentz had done an interview with a German lady, lived her whole life in Germany, an hour-long interview. And I'm telling you, tragic is the horrific is the words to describe it. And all the while we're sitting back in this country, and our ridiculous, absurd foreign policy is at the root of why the European countries are being flooded with fighting age men, which, let me say again, to flee a supposed war-torn country as a refugee, like the these fakers are doing that's coming out of Syria, and leaving your women and children and elderly behind is the epitome of cowardness. So this is all being done by design, it's all intentional, and it's all for the destruction of the white European countries, the white European culture, and white Europeans, period. It's actually genocide. It's the removal of the native population and the replacement of it with a brown population. You know, if the black people in the United States of America had any sense, they would actually join forces with the whites, because do you think they're going to be better off? When you've got a majority of Mexicans or what have you in this country, and the white population is reduced below 50%, below 40%, below 30%, if time tarries and we go forward in the future like that, can you imagine what a hellhole this country is going to turn into? It's turning into it before our eyes now. I mean, look at the violence through the roof. Look at the local news. I mean, I'll say it again. If you woke up from a coma, you'd been in a coma, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years, and you just turned on the TV and you didn't know where you was or what you were, you know, didn't know, you would think, just by judging from the TV commercials, that you lived in a country that was probably majority black, super pro-homosexual, and very much into as much race mixing as possible. I mean, that's, and then the violent aspect and the divisional aspect of it is just incredible, and it's only going to get worse. That's the sad news. As we move forward, it's only going to get worse. And rulings like this against Russia or any country that tries to stand up for anything decent, tries to stand up for anything like some morality, they're going to, you know, sanction and whatever. I don't know what teeth they have in this. The ruling is likely to strain already poor relations between Russia and the Strasbourg-based court, which last year said Moscow had violated the European Convention on Human Rights in all but six of its 228 judgments in Russian cases. So I guess, you know, Russia maybe doesn't care. Russia's foreign minister dismissed the allegations that Russia prosecuted homosexuals, but we do not prosecute for this or that orientation, he told a joint news briefing with French foreign minister in Moscow. Pro-Kremlin politicians and Orthodox church leaders saw the ruling as an attempt to foist what they called unacceptable liberal European values on a country whose leaders constantly emphasize the need to adhere to traditional values. The decision shows that our country has chosen the right path to preserve its culture and human identity, Vitaly Milanov, a lawmaker from the ruling United Russian Party, said in an article on his website, "I'm sure that we will support the institution of a traditional strong family in the future and shield our children from attacks by all manners of minorities." Homosexuality was a criminal offense in Russia up until 1993 and was considered classed as a mental illness until 1999. So I thought all that was interesting because the United States of America and the European Union always stay on the side of whatever is most destructive to the family, to the destruction of white European culture and future. And then isn't that amazing in today's world? I wanted to get this in. I'll do it quickly. Coming from CNN, gosh, I can't believe it. Workers taking down a controversial Confederate monument in St. Louis have discovered a 102-year-old time capsule buried in its base. Now, you know, you'll probably never hear this again unless I can follow this story. Removal of the Confederate Memorial in Forest Park began Monday as part of an agreement between St. Louis and the Missouri Civil War Museum. The copper time capsule was sealed in the center of the very bottom of the monument. This is the reason I'm doing this story. It was sealed in the very bottom of the monument about a month before its completion, said Mark Trout, executive director of the Missouri Civil War Museum, who knew about the capsule's existence from historical documents. "We knew it was there somewhere, so we were careful as we chipped away at something like 40 tons of concrete until we got to the very bottom," Trout said. "There, workers found a stone tablet that read, 'On this spot, the monument will be erected in memory of the soldiers and sailors of the Confederacy.' The monument was dedicated in 1914. Inside the capsule, Trout expects to find documents, a magazine with an article about the monument, as well as a letter to whomever would access the trove," he said. "Given that the time capsule was placed so far into the monument's base, the letters writers must have known that future readers only would access it if the monument were destroyed or disassembled." That's probably the saddest thing, Trout said. So the reason I wanted to do this story was I wanted to share with you that this time capsule was put into the base of this monument so far that it would only be accessed if it was destroyed or being disassembled. So here we are 103 years later, and of course they've not opened the time capsule, and so we can't, you know, we don't know exactly what's in it as of yet. And, you know, everyone listening, maybe we can try to follow this story and see where it goes. The time capsule is about 18 inches by 10 inches long by 10 inches deep, so it's not that big, but it would be interesting to see what they had to say. And it would be interesting if, you know, if anyone wrote letters predicting anything like the scenario that we live in. I just got a text message. Andrea Mitchell is married to former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan. He looks like an alien, so she's married to the former Federal Reserve Chairman. So I did not know that. I did not know that. So she's married to Alan Greenspan, and she looks like a slee stack, and he looks like a space alien. What a world in which we in which we live. I've often wondered, people like that, that have those kind of jobs for like NBC. I mean, I wonder what that really pays to spend your whole day. She does like a, I don't know, a 2 or 3 minute segment maybe on NBC's World News with Lester Cuckolt. I mean, she maybe does some other stuff too, but isn't it a small world? She's married to, well, you know, we've done a lot of the stories where so many of these people in the media is married to politicians and so on. So Goldman Sachs, Ted Cruz's wife was like VP at Goldman Sachs. I mean, these people, we've got a scenario here locally where a politician
I mean,
these politicians, they get up in it, and look, bum, he's buying million-dollar houses. I mean, you're going to sadly have these colleges and these different organizations that's going to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to have a speech that somebody writes and Barack Obama comes and recites. Just amazing. And even Hillary Clinton, I guess, you know, they will pay her to continue to go around and just babble on about how bad Donald Trump is or whatever. You know, if you listen to broadcasts like this, we talk a lot about Monsanto over the years. California to list herbicide as cancer-causing, finally, and Monsanto vows to fight glyphosate, a herbicide, and the active ingredient in Monsanto's popular Roundup weed killer will be added to California's list of chemicals known to cause cancer. Effective July 7th, the state's Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment said on Monday. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains suntein and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Media Farron in the studio, running down some of the news this hour. Be taking your phone calls up next hour on the Angela Mitchell looks like a sleigh stack. You know, the Stephen Greenblatt of the ADL that they're sending over with Kushner to create peace in the Middle East. Good luck with that. I mean, how about sending those two to try to make peace in the Middle East? But Greenblatt, if you put like two antennas on him, he would look like he's just stepped off of like a flying saucer or something. I mean, there's some really odd looking people in these positions of power these days. I'm just saying. How about this story right here? Blacks in Washington, D.C. pay as little as $9.80 rent per month to the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development for a single-family brick house, providing a direct insight into just how far the black underclass in America subsist by parasiting off the majority white taxpayer base. It's actually got a picture of this house. This is the NewObserverOnline.com again. The HUD house on Galveston Place, where Crowder and Jabore live, for which they pay $9.80 rent per month. They're showing a picture of the house, and I don't know what D.C. rents for, but this house around here would be $600-$700 a month minimum. The details of the subsidization, which would be unimaginable for any white Americans, emerged during a recent court case in which two Washington, D.C. blacks were convicted of voluntary manslaughter and other charges related, now get this, to the starvation of their infant daughter. According to a press release issued by the U.S. Department of Justice, Jay Crowder, 33, and Trishelle Jabore, 26, of Washington, D.C., pled guilty to charges stemming from the starvation-related death of their seven-week-old daughter. Now, this is the pair that gets the $9.80 a month rent. Both defendants pled guilty in Superior Court in the District of Columbia to the charges of voluntary manslaughter. Let me get that right and slow down. First-degree cruelty to children and welfare fraud and unlawful food stamp usage. I mean, just listen to this. Crowder also pled guilty to a charge of attempted distribution of a controlled substance. Crowder's plea, which is contingent upon the court's approval, calls for an agreed-upon sentence of 10 to 12 years in prison under the court's voluntary sentencing guidelines. Jabore could face a range of 6 to 15 years. According to the facts presented at the plea hearing, Jabore gave birth to the couple's daughter, Trinity. The infant weighed 4 pounds, 15 ounces, but was considered at term and healthy. At the time of her birth, both the mother and child tested positive for THC, the ingredient in marijuana. Their child died on December 25th, 2016, at Christmas Day. And according to the evidence, the baby did not get adequate food or nutrition. She lost over 10 ounces in weight from the time she was born. Additionally, the infant suffered 13 rib fractures and a clavicle fracture at various stages of healing and severe diaper rash. Neither parent had taken her for any medical treatment or care. She was in an exclusive care of Jabore and Crowder. Now, these two are getting... Even though they had money and their home had plenty of food for older children and adults, their baby starved to death. God, the parents were providing a fraction of the recommended amount of formula. All right, we're coming up on the end of this hour. I'll finish this story on the other side and take phone calls. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.